This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Crude oil is cheaper now than at this time yesterday. Crude is at $109 a barrel in New York. A year ago, it was $66. Now, you pay retail, not wholesale. And the site Gas Buddy says it's now up to $4.32 a gallon on average nationwide. Your price may vary, especially in California. Now, small businesses are feeling the pinch as well with this. Marketplace's Justin Ho checked in with them.
Early in the pandemic, Jenny Nisgoda added a new line of business to her catering company and food market called Alfresco. She started delivering charcuterie boards to people's homes.
That was a huge segment of our business that we've fortunately been able to grow in the last couple years.
In the San Diego area, where Nisgoda's business is based, gas prices have gone up 70 cents per gallon over the past week. So on Tuesday, she hiked her delivery fee by 60% from $25 to $40.
You know, when you're paying almost $6 a gallon, I think I saw yesterday, and it keeps rising daily. We want to make sure that we're kind of preparing for the weeks coming as well, because we don't know, you know, is it going to keep rising at that rate?
Nisgoda isn't sure how customers will react, and she's wondering whether she wants to deliver if she has to charge that much.
So maybe at this point, it's something where we start to shift more to having our clients come pick them up at the shop.
Near San Francisco, equipment supplier TMB Baking is rethinking its vehicle fleet. Greg Warwick is the CEO.
We're donating a pickup truck that we had, and we're also eliminating one van of our van fleet that's not as fuel efficient.
The company does a lot of site visits to inspect equipment.
Our installation manager was going to a bakery this morning to evaluate an oven. Then we asked him to take the Prius.
Even businesses that don't own their own vehicles are feeling the pinch. Catherine Reynolds handles imports and deliveries for Palmetto Tile Distributors in South Carolina. This week, she says her shipping company started adding new fuel surcharges.
And those are averaging between like $1.50, $2.50 per shipment per box. So it sounds small, but it adds up, especially when we have to pass those costs on to our clients.
And Reynolds says she's expecting her delivery fees to rise even more, given the continued shortage of drivers, congested ports, and problems sourcing raw materials. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.